ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We're looking at supplication number 8. We are at the verse where the Imam says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from ilhah al-shahwa, the persistence of passion and the urgency of desire. We were talking about how one can control himself in previous episode, and we would like to continue on that and give another point of how we can learn how to control ourselves and our desires and not being a victim to it. One of the virtues and the moral traits that we've been told to have and work on constantly is the concept of iffah, as we call it in Arabic. And iffah means to be chaste, or as we call it, chastity, where a person learns to refrain from doing things. When a person comes and tries to refine his soul from trying to indulge in too much things. So afaf, or iffah, being chaste, is a person who wants to protect himself from any vices, from anything that might pollute his soul. So it's not just a one-time thing, rather it's a continuous action. When a person sees himself being attacked by a moral sin, he refrains from it, he backs off. That's a person we call a afif. And even the hadith, when they talk about affa and afif, it is almost, we can say it's a wajib for mu'min to be a afif, because without it, he is in the playing field, he's in the crosshair of shaitan and himself, the, you know, al-nafsul lawwama, or at least he will be under the attack of his al-nafsul ammarati bisu. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program at Bridge. We said al-iffah, or chastity, is an important aspect of a person's system, a believer's system. It needs to be part of him, and he needs to work on it to beautify himself in terms of morality and virtues and goodness. A hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, لَكَادَ الْعَفِيفُ أَنْ يَكُونَ مَلَكًا مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَ. A person who is chaste, he is almost is considered to be an angel from the angels. In that, obviously, he is higher than the angels, because angels don't have intellect. Human beings have intellect. So the hadith from Imam Sadiq says, when a person become a mu'min and he does not commit any sin, he goes way higher above the malaika. So the Imam says, just iffah, just having that chastity, it brings you to the level of malaika. And obviously, A person who leaves ma'asi, who leaves sins, is considered to be afif or afifun nafs. So sometimes a person to be a afif, a chaste person, not only in terms of sins, like, you know, he doesn't come close to them, but sometimes even in things that are not considered to be a sin. A person who is chaste and he cares about himself, for example, you find him not the type that would beg people for money or ask for things or demand things. He refrains from even doing that. He even that which he can do, which is not haram, he would not do it. Why? Because he wants to protect himself. And therefore, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, he says, ثَمَرَةُ الْعِفَّةِ الصِّيَانَةِ. The fruit and the result of chastity and effa is you have maintenance. Maintenance over oneself. Maintenance in terms of a person is trying to filter what he can and cannot do. Maintenance in the term that he understands to what extreme, to what level can he use his passions and desires that are given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So having this iffah, a person becomes a more balanced human being. He becomes a more balanced mu'min, if we want to be precise, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me and you, at the end of the day, we have passions and desires, and they're constantly raging. We need to have effort to counterfeit this rage and this desire. Stay with us, and we will continue shortly after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We said that Iffa is a part and parcel of a mu'min in order for him to control and refute his desires and his passion. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi in Najul Balagha, when he was describing al-Muttaqeen, so Hammam came to Amir al-Mu'mineen and he said to him, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, tell me who are the Muttaqeen?" Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was kind enough and gentle enough that he told Hammam, "Look, you can't comprehend who muttaqeens are. You just can't do it." Hammam insisted on the imam. So the imam started to explain to him who the muttaqeen are. And amongst the things that the imam says about the muttaqeen, not the mu'mineen, not the muslimin, so muttaqeen is a higher level than a mu'min. He says, "Anfusuhum afifa." That their souls are chaste, is that they are in full control of themselves, in full control of their desires, in full control of their passions. They're not the type that would, you know, give up that easily and, you know, will be taken by everything. And also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he in a hadith, he says, "Iyaka wassafala." فَإِنَّمَا شِيَعَةُ عَلِيٍّ مَنْ عَفَّ بَطْنُهُ. He says, "I warn you not to be among those who are transgressors or those who consider to be fools, because the true Shia of Ali, who are they?" He says, "مَنْ عَفَّ بَطْنُهُ, those who control their desire when it comes to their stomach, وَفَرْجِهِ, and when it comes to their private part, وَاشْتَدَّ جِهَادُهُ, and he works really hard, he struggles to become a complete person, وَأَمِلَ لِخَالِقِهِ, and he works for his Lord and for his Creator, waraja thawabihi, and he seeks the reward of his creator, wa khafa iqabihi, and he would be afraid of the punishment of his Lord as well. فَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ أُولَٰئِكَ, if you see those ones, فَأُولَٰئِكَ شِيَعَةِ جَعْفَر, the true Shia of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. In order for me to be able to say I'm a Shia, I have to make sure that I have these virtues, I have these traits, I can control myself, I can please my Lord, I can feel and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we will all be lost to our passions and desires. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد